you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
In the morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub. Let me be the first to welcome you to an unbelievable Northwest morning. Let's get on it. There's Drew.
Well, I think my dog's becoming a grumpy old man.
You think your dog is becoming a grumpy old man?
He is definitely becoming a grumpy old man.
Maybe he's mad that you moved him out to Monroe where, you know, an eagle might scoop him up and then you're going to feel really bad about that.
It's possible he knows what's coming.
Wow.
That is horrible.
That's dark.
I just meant about the move, not about the eagle.
You just put that out there. Yeah, you did.
Come on.
All right. Good morning, Aunt Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Does anybody else, when you wear a hoodie and it's got like the string pull, want to do like this with the string and pull it back and forth and back and forth?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, everybody does that.
If you don't, you're crazy.
Yeah. That's fun.
Wow.
That's good. I'm going to do it again.
I'm going to recommend an app to you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Called?
Just takes up some time for you where you don't have to sit and do that with your string for so long.
Like a fidget spinner app?
Something. Ryder the Youngin, how are you over there?
Man, I went to sleep when it was light out. I woke up, it was light out. This is dangerous times for people who like to nap.
That it is.
Yep.
There's also another word for that. It's called depression.
No,
And I'm here for you anytime you want to reach out, because sometimes I feel like maybe you're getting a little down in the dumpies.
No, I'm saying it's lighter out now at night because it's summer.
Oh, okay.
He is a man who has met or never met a fidget he couldn't spin. Our host, The Fit.
That's right. It's really bad, too, when my 7-year-old apparently is like an expert in Fortnite. Is it Fortnite he was telling you about?
Yeah, Cash is huge on Fortnite.
What was Cash telling you about Fortnite?
He said that he is unstoppable when he builds. And like that's part of the game.
I have no idea.
I am unstoppable.
What does that even mean when he builds on Fortnite?
So the thing with Fortnite is like it's almost like Call of Duty, except you have to do this part where you build structures to protect yourself.
And he knows how to do that?
Can't do that. I'm horrible at it. So Your kids got to give me some pointers.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we got a whole lot of show today. Stand by for the What Are You Kidding Me stories. Let's go.
It's a new ride. It's a new day. Fits in the morning on the all new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
And now.
Here's my daddy.
It's time for your
What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day.
Show your boy some love. Give me a little follow at Follow Fits. Just two words. Twitter, if you like. Two words. Follow Fits. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Standing by with some very, very serious news. The news that did not make the news, actually. I'm going to take you out of the world of TikTok.
Yeah.
If you like it, then you put a mask on it. If you like it, then you should have put a mask on it. According to Northwest engineer, he's not a scientist. He's Northwest engineer Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Well, he posted some videos on TikTok where he uses a candle. Now, this was interesting. I'm not knocking him for this. He uses a candle to show how effective face masks are. He actually tries to blow out the flame from a foot away while wearing a disposable mask, a reusable cloth mask, and an N95 mask.
Hmm.
And he can't do it. The only time it goes out is when he tries it with a scarf.
Interesting.
Oh, very powerful stuff, these masks.
Wow.
Right?
And that's really what we're trying to prevent, is you breathing out on people.
That's right.
Pushing your breath and all your little germy particles out of your mouth.
So for that, I thank him for that. Let's see.
Why do people in the scientific community want you to wear a face mask when you're out in public? Face masks prevent particles from my respiratory system from getting into the air and then into your respiratory system. Blocking the movement of air is an old trick. Here's a scarf. It can block the movement of air, but only to a certain extent. This is a homemade face mask. It has just 2 layers of cloth, and it blocks the movement of air very effectively. If you're wearing one of these, you're protecting yourself and those around you. The reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect you, sure. But the main reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect me from you and the particles from your respiratory system from getting into my respiratory system. Everybody, this is a matter literally of life and death.
So there you go. Bill and I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on.
Bill and I right there. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
He's still really hyped up on those old sound effects from his old show.
Oh, Bill.
So long for TikTok. I didn't think you could go more than 5 seconds.
Oh, no, yeah, you can go 60.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. That's so long. Who watches anything for 60 seconds anymore?
Like, obviously, you're not a TikTok person, Boomer.
No, because I have too short of attention span for TikTok.
I feel you. All right, page two.
What, are you kidding me?
Out of the scientific community, Fast and Furious. This is good news if any one of us are ever like trapped in a Jurassic Park-like situation, okay?
Okay, it could happen.
It really could happen. Yeah. Now, first, Drew, tell everybody how it could possibly happen. Is it like DNA trapped in the sap of a tree? Or?
Yes. In fact, they are actually right now, as we speak, working on bringing back woolly mammoths. Mm-hmm. Using DNA from frozen woolly mammoths and using current elephant DNA to create woolly mammoths.
I got a cousin I could send them.
There you go.
Yeah, they could...
He's got the mammoth DNA.
Wooly Wally.
Wally. Okay. Well, scientists out of Germany are saying that you could probably outrun a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Based on their analysis, the T-Rex would top out at about 16.5 miles per hour. The average human sprints at 15 miles per hour. But with the extra adrenaline burst of running for your life, you would probably speed up just enough to get away.
Say, that is great news.
Great news.
But for how long does that adrenaline burst
last?
Well,
there are some exceptions.
And it's not like you could climb a tree and get away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, there are some exceptions. Ryder, listen.
Got some bad news.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys remember seeing Jurassic World, but there's a part where the dinosaurs get out, and you see one guy grab both margaritas and then run. That's probably me.
You got to save your beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Run. And there you go, you got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
It's okay to laugh like a crazy woman alone in your car. That's a side effect of Fitz in the Morning. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Let us know if you have any good stuff going on in your world. Just text to 96459. I love hearing about the good stuff. Again, text to 96459. There was this 86-year-old woman in Rhode Island, and I'm amazed at the amount of people as they get older, they really want to start increasing the amount of good that they do for the world, right? And this woman wanted to cheer people up. So she used her stimulus money to create a zoo for stuffed animals outside of her house. And all the neighborhood kids are just going crazy.
I took my stimulus money and I had built a zoo in the front yard. It's a mama tiger, so she's small. So I just love animals, that's all. People were walking up and down the street looking very sad. And I thought, well, what can I do? I'm handicapped. I can't go out there and do anything. But people love animals.
So she built a zoo.
That's awesome. Aww. That's creative thinking right there.
Yeah. That's real creative
stuffed
thinking.
Critters. I love that.
Little critters. Remember the old Beanie Babies? Remember those? Everybody bought tens of thousands of Beanie Babies, and they're supposed to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Ladies were wrestling each other to the ground.
Crazy,
going
crazy for the Beanie Babies.
There was literally a picture of a divorce court where a husband and wife had to sit down and divide their Beanie Babies.
Now they should get all those since they're worth nothing and give them to this lady for her little stuffed animal zoo.
Aww.
And that is the good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. 98.9 The Bull.
Welcome to Monday, the 13th. It is city versus city. It is county versus county. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. But on Monday, the 13th, it's time to get back to business. What's it looking like for the month of July?
Looking like King County sitting pretty good. They're on top. They have 4 wins. But right behind them, Snohomish and Kitsap. They're each tied with 3 wins apiece. Thurston has 2. Pierce, Island, Clallam, and Stevens Counties all have 1 win on the board.
Okay, Aunt Claire, what's inside that Fitz in the Morning treasure chest over there?
It's brand spanking new, and it's a Brett Eldridge audio experience.
Oh, my God. an AE from Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge.
Gabriel.
Directly to you.
Can you imagine? Let's meet our contestants right now. I want to say what's up to Kimberly from Federal Way, representing King County. What's going on, Kimberly?
Oh, not much. It's at work.
Oh, there you go. And tell me where work is, if you don't mind.
I work at the University of Washington for cardiology.
Oh, wow. Thank you for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my gosh, that's amazing, amazing. Well, today you are going against Isaiah in Puyallup, representing the Fierce from Pierce. Isaiah, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. All right, so check it out. Here are the rules for County Wars. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, you have to say your name real loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Got it.
Got it.
Let's play County War! He threw some shade on all the fancy face masks that people are wearing now. What is the name of our assistant producer and battle rap weapon?
Kimberly.
Kimberly!
Shade.
Boom! Yeah. That's great. King Cutty got the first point.
Shade.
Okay, we continue. Finish this country lyric from FGL. Baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and...
Isaiah.
Kimberly.
Isaiah. Cruise. Oh, right there. Isaiah. Pierce County answers back with the cruise.
Baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
All right. Which interstate crosses Lake Washington on the floating bridges?
Isaiah. 405?
Incorrect. Which interstate crosses Lake Washington on the floating bridges?
Kimberly. 507?
That is incorrect. I'm not leaving until somebody Googles this.
Google Maps, hurry.
Which interstate crosses Lake Washington on the floating bridges?
You know which interstate crosses the floating bridge?
Isaiah.
Floating bridge.
What?
Isaiah, your answer?
Yes, I said I-5.
Incorrect.
Kimberly.
520. Incorrect.
Oh. Interstate.
It's the process of elimination.
Uh-huh. Kimberly.
Kimberly.
I-90.
King County earns that victory.
Woo. Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever been more excited in my entire life. Absolutely amazing, Kimberly and Federal Way. And check this out. Look what you got today.
You've just won an exclusive Brett Eldridge audio experience.
Oh, my God. Directly to you. And Isaiah, talk to me. What went down? Talk to me. We named every single interstate in Western Washington.
Yes, exactly. I'm actually driving, and I couldn't look it up.
Oh, good. Okay. That's good. Better to be safe.
That was awesome.
King County, that's how you kick off a Monday.
My name is Kimberly. I'm the queen of King County. And Pierce County needs to learn their geography on County War.
Oh! Get a map! Yeah. Get a map! Wow, that was something. That was something. That was absolutely something. All I can see is I-90 and the floating bridges.
All right,
so we're getting ready for round 2 of County Wars. It's going to be going down at exactly 8:40 this morning. And what are we giving away?
It's another Brett Eldridge audio experience.
That's right, Brett, directly to you.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country 98.9 The Bull. Fitz in the Morning is back. We do awkward like a boss. 98.9 The Bull. Number one for New Country.
Shade is our king of the box, our assistant producer in the other room. On the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for New Country and Fitz in the Morning. He never leaves his room unless he's throwing shade. That is his legal name, straight from the Lord and his mother, Shade. Oh, look at him in there. He's a little He's got that Corona hair that's been grown out. Yeah. It's grown out. He just turned his hat backwards. He's flipping the switch. He's a different person. He's got his aviators on. Mm. Hey, Shade.
Looking tough.
How you living?
Oh, I'm living.
Well, I'm a little bit worried because, you know, my little computer over here that normally plays my music and stuff, it's kind of broke. We might have a different beat today. Are you cool with that?
I'm just going to have to roll with it, I guess.
Can you flow with what I dish?
I guess we'll find out.
Can you flow with what I dish?
Oh, you know I can flow with what you dish.
Okay. Well,
is that better?
You are the one voice, man, that truthfully, whether you're on the left or right, mm-hmm. the red or blue, you know, black, white, all colors. You are the one voice that represents the complaints of all people.
Yep.
What do you want to throw shade on today?
Well, as you know, we're in the deep, you know, season of having to wear our masks. It's required. And so I'm fine with it. I've been wearing my mask, but it's been, you know, the cheapest whatever mask is around
sure.
kind of mask I could find. And this morning you guys were saying my mask looked like underwear.
Right.
I kind of got offended. Uh-oh. So it got me thinking about all these crazy serious masks everybody are wearing.
They said underwear. I said your mask looks like a jock strap.
Pretty much the same thing. And so I got thinking about all these silly masks that everybody's wearing, and I'm just kind of, you know, I thought maybe I'll throw a little shade on it.
Okay. Tell me what beat you feel is appropriate for you here.
All right.
Un momento. Try this. Can you feel this? Can you feel this? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This might work. Yeah, we'll roll with this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing shade. Can you? Feel it.
I can feel it. Out of my mask once again, and I'm staying safe and distant. Wearing my... I'm going to start again because I messed up already. It's the beat, but I'll roll with it. Okay. Out of my box once again, and I'm staying safe and distant. Wearing my mask when I need to keep things corona resistant. But now I've noticed something that's been stirring up my guile. Lately, these freaking masks have become a form of style. No, I've never had a fashion sense. I've never had much grace. And now my lameness shows with the plain mask on my face.
Oh! Yeah! Dang, it's magical. Magical, I tell you.
That's right, some people rock bandanas like they're gonna rob the joint, while others look like beekeepers. Yeah, I think we got the point. I've seen masks that make you look just like a puppy or a cat. Groups of people like the fighters straight from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wow! Finish him!
And even Ryder has a joke in mask, so real you'll feel unease. So much so he was freaking out our fellow employees. I've seen dudes in crazy masks that make him look all fierce and mighty. And I'm in my plain old mask looking like Dirty Whitey Tidy.
Whoa! It's like Eminem. It's like Tupac.
He's gonna have to roll. My cheap old mask will have to do you, and you'll have to excuse it. It's full of spit and smells like breath, and I'm just gonna lose it. So bear with my old boring style that makes me seem all lame. My mask might look like underwear, but works all just the same.
Yeah! Oh! Oh! Yes!
Shade, 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 shade.
Ladies and gentlemen, shade in America.
Oh! Yes.
Oh! Right. Wow.
Did it again.
Oh, wow. Oh, did you throw shade on me?
No, man, that was just, you know, I understand. I mean, so many people have really, really fancy masks and stuff. And here we are walking around with just sort of, you know, it's like tissue or, you know, whatever. On the way, we're getting ready for the good, the bad, and the gossip, the Fitz Files. Aunt Claire, what's coming up?
Yet another country music couple is calling it quits. This one after 20 years. It's coming up next on the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. Fits in the morning.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Darius Rucker and his wife, Beth Leonard, are getting divorced after 20 years. Darius actually used the Gwyneth Paltrow term consciously uncouple in his Instagram post about the split.
Not Darius.
You know, we all love Darius Rucker. Tootie.
They have two kids, a girl who's 19 and a boy who's 15. He also has a daughter who's 25 from his previous relationship. They met way back when he was touring with Hootie and the Blowfish in the 90s.
She was a Hootie groupie.
Yes, I'm sure she was. No word yet on why they split or what happened. Nobody's blaming COVID yet or quarantine, but we'll remain to be seen.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly. Very sad news. This broke overnight. John Travolta's wife, actress Kelly Preston, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I saw this on social media last night.
Yeah, Kelly was only 57, but apparently she'd been quietly battling breast cancer for 2 years.
Wow, I don't think of her even as being that old. I think of her from some of the movies she was in.
I know.
She was so young.
She was in Twins. She was in Jerry Maguire. For the Love of the Game.
She was in The Experts, which is a terrible John Travolta movie.
Right? She was in Gotti, which is another John Travolta movie. Which
another terrible John Travolta movie.
I haven't seen it.
Right now they're saying it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, I'm so sad to hear that. Yeah, these people, obviously, they kept it very, very private. You remember they lost their son, Jet, who was a teenager several years ago. Some sort of seizure disorder, and we never really found out what that was about either. Mm-hmm. They keep very close to themselves. Of course, their daughter Ella is now 20. Their son Benjamin is 9 years old. And wow, what a road John Travolta has had.
Yeah, tough.
And there is a new online series called My Number One Moment with songwriters talking about and then singing their first number one hit, usually that they wrote for somebody else. Remember when we had Frosty Fest and we had all those great songwriters in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And like this one lady wrote everything for Russell Dickerson. Yeah. And we were like, we know that song.
Parker something.
Right? Well, Hardy, who sings Rednecker and some other stuff.
I don't like that guy. Have you seen his eyebrows? You could judge a man by his eyebrows. They're uncomfortable the moment I look at him.
Well, Hardy actually wrote the song Up Down for Morgan Wallen. So here he is doing a bit of his version.
We're just holding it down here in BFA. Still rolling around with a burnt CD. Freebird, 5 minutes deep and bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got. We don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with an ice chest and some cold beer, man. Up, down, we live it up, down here.
There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
In the morning.
Waking on up.
The Fitz in the morning on my radio. Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
Get me going.
Waking on up.
With the Fitz in the morning show. My body feels like lead. Took a whole lot of trying just to get out of that bed. Radio gets me moving, playing my favorite songs. They keep me laughing, give me information. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Well, yeah, we're waking on.
Fitz in the morning. We are in Bullview right now, and stand by because we're just minutes away from the What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day. Of course, the news that did not make the news.
And now,
here's my daddy.
It's time for your
What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day.
Yes, thank you. I'm here standing by. It's Fitz, F-I-T, with a zizzle. Your What Are You Kidding Me anchorman. Folks, I'm going to take you out of the scientific physical community. So that's why you're going to the gym. This is shocking. And I did have a discussion with my wife, Bethany, the mouth from the south, about this. And she has confirmed that she's had people tell her this. More and more women, Claire, I'm going to need you on this,
I
have found that it's possible to achieve the big O during a workout.
My goodness.
Several women have told my wife that this happens a lot while women attempt to do crunches.
Crunches?
You got me.
Wow, you got me too.
That's not
Scientists
fair.
Call it an exercise-induced, you know what, oh.
Look for the woman with the 8-packs. That's who's getting it. Because they're the only ones who want to do crunches that often.
Don't you judge all the women with 8-packs. Don't you say that they all do that for that reason. The exercises, basically, like I said, where it's more likely to happen are where your abs are engaged.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Also, climbing poles and ropes. Well, Drew, you did have that incident in junior high with the rope.
Well, and we'll never speak of it again. I told you that.
Well, whilst I will neither confirm nor deny this story, I would suggest the leg press. That's all I'm going to say about that.
God, Claire.
Oh. I would suggest it.
Claire.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's so unfair.
I'm Claire. Just saying.
No, God!
Yeah.
No, God, please, no!
That's not fair, Claire.
So you're God. Telling me like
life
when
life isn't fair, Fitz. Oh, my
goodness. Really, just from doing leg presses. What about squats?
No, you got to stand for that one.
Not squats.
Yeah, I don't think squats.
All right.
But that isn't fair.
It is interesting. And by the way, real quick, text. And by the way, we're a family show. That's why we're, you know, text to 96459, ladies. Just a simple letter O, if it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. If it's true.
Okay.
Letter O.
Page 2.
What, are you kidding me?
Folks, I'm going to take you out of Mississippi. Stupid's what got you there. 30-year-old guy in Mississippi, he was running from the cops last Wednesday, and he tried to hide inside a building. He did hide there, but that building turned out to be a police academy.
I love these movies.
That dumb butt's facing a bunch of charges, including one for drugs, since they found a whole bunch of crack on him.
Oh, boy.
Right there in the police academy. And I'm not going to tell you where they found it.
This is what we call hands-on training.
Yeah, it didn't work for him to say, it's not mine. It belongs to someone else here. Everyone here is a cop.
Somebody else put the crack right there. And there you go. You got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
Fits in the morning. Playing the country that the Northwest loves. Horns up. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
Oh, my God. Margaret Larson.
What a surprise.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys are so nice. Thank you. How are you doing?
We are doing so good. I mean, my gosh. You know what? When we hear your voice, we just smile.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to be okay with this.
We will be. I appreciate that so much. That makes me feel good. But you know how the world keeps on turning.
Or is it?
I'm counting on it. I'm pretty sure it will. It's a weird time, I have to tell you. I'm excited about next chapters and things to do. But it's also just very strange since I've been, you know, working and broadcasting from home. I'll literally never go back in the King 5 building. I mean... Aww. It's so weird to retire from home.
So wow. Let me ask you this. So are you going to get away from it? Like, are you truly hanging it up? Or like when I say Margaret, will there be an opportunity if somebody's sick? Will you come in and guest co-host with us? Or are you saying you are done, you are done, you are done?
I'm done. I took 7 years off TV to work on some nonprofit things that I really cared about and consulted for, you know, various places around here, PATH and World Vision and Mercy Corps. And I'd like to do some similar work to that, maybe on some more local issues. So I think it's the real turn. And, you know, it's a modern time now. People can stay on TV well into their 60s. I'm 62. I had never really anticipated that I'd be on TV this long. I'm really glad we're in a day and age where women can do that. But I think I'm ready for the, you know, for the other kind of work.
Wow. Interesting.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, a lot of people would just be hanging it up, but you've got more mission ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, I hope I slide sideways into the grave, as my grandpa used to say. You know, you go to go out doing things that are important to you. So it's definitely not about being not busy. It's just being about, you know, being able to schedule your own day and work on the things that are really close to your heart.
Margaret, I got to say, the fact that you said throughout your entire career, you know, being a broadcast journalist, NBC News and a Today Show news anchor, the fact that you said some of your greatest moments were when you let me come in and just hang out with you for a little bit on your show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Clearly a high point. I want that out there and known.
We'll get it written into your bio right away.
Yes. You know, 2020, a crazy year, but what is different about news and stuff right now than 20 years ago?
Oh, so much. There are different pressures, competitions from so many areas. You know, people have all manner of media that they can look at, and so everybody's kind of scrambling for an audience, and there are declining, you know, revenues and corporate ownership, so things are substantially different, and the way that we all kind of get through that is going to determine a lot in the future. For example, the fact that we're seeing so many localities lose their newspapers or there are less staff to cover outside areas from a metro point of view means that there are a lot of local governments, things going on that never get any attention, good or bad. There's less accountability. And I think we're really going to have to rethink how we do journalism and how to make sure that it's more insulated from, you know, economic pressures, really. I mean, it's a crazy thing to say in some ways to bring up endowment journalism, but I think there's another model somehow that's going to have to grow out of this so that journalism can be its best and serve people as it's intended to do. I mean, the freedom of the press was the first thing the founding fathers put in the Bill of Rights.
Right? Sure,
so
sure.
We knew that was, you know, very important. I think that's a guiding light for all of us, but we're going to have to rethink the economics of this.
All right, Margaret, can you hang on for me just 1 second? More with Margaret Larson, Northwest-owned Margaret Larson in minutes. And I'm going to ask you about the most memorable moment from your time at the Today Show. That is next. Fitz in the Morning, the all-new 98.9 The Bull.
Fitz in the Morning, the all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country. Turning rush hour into happy hour.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. Fitz in the Morning, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I'm about to make your Monday even better because our very own Margaret Larson, New Day Northwest, Margaret Larson joins us right now. Let's go back a second. What is your most memorable moment from your days at the Today Show?
Oh, at the Today Show? Oh, this is going to be so weird because I got to do a load of things that were amazing. I was on live when the Soviet Union came apart, and that happened to be something I knew a lot about. I traveled there a lot, and I really got to just, you know, it was like getting a pop quiz on your favorite subject. You know, everything went great. But honestly, the secret fun thing that I had was that I had to get up at 2:45 and be out the door at 3:15, but they sent car for you. And so Ronnie from Montauk was my driver, and he would pick me up, and he would tell me about the celeb that he picked up the day before. Like, I was his first shift, and then his next shift would be picking up what celebrity was going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. And then he would tell me who was nice, who wasn't nice, who rolled down the window to make sure that everybody saw they were in the limo and all that kind of stuff. And it was the most fun 10 or 15 minutes of every morning.
Awesome.
What's Ronnie got for me today?
He always had something, and he had that just extreme Long Island accent. So I'd go home at Montauk. And so after, well, I'd go home at night, and my husband would say, okay, what did Ronnie say? And I'd do my best Montauk accent and give him. But the best news from Ronnie was that Kevin Kline is as nice as you think he is. So that was really good because I always really loved him, and I was terrified the next day after he'd been on the show. What if he's not a nice guy?
What about your most memorable moment locally right here in the Northwest?
Oh, gosh. That's interesting. I think when the Kingdome came down, I was covering that for King TV, but I was also covering it for Dateline and a science channel. So I got to go in the kingdom about 15 minutes before it was blown up. And we walked around, and the dude who'd set all the charges and was, you know, in charge of the implosion said, any place where there's a red flag, if you touch that, we'll only have 15 seconds to get out of
here. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How good's your 40 time? 15 seconds to get out of the middle of the dome?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And the dome was like, it was like something from Mad Max, because the, remember how there were posters and things around the top of the stadium? That stuff was still there, but then it was utter rubble where the seats were and the bottom of the stadium where the field would have been. And honestly, I thought, you know, this would be very uncool if I, like, faint on national television here, because it was just so scary.
The guys are like, hey, you want to see Margaret Larson run the 100-meter dash?
Yes, exactly. You would have definitely seen how fast I could move under those circumstances. I've never so glad to be out at some place my whole life.
Wow. I want to thank you so much for the extra time, but I wanted to ask you this. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Columbus, Ohio, but I know nothing about it. My dad was in the Air Force, so we moved a lot. He was a pilot, and so we didn't really settle. We moved a lot. We settled when I went to high school in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, my God! You're a home girl, just like me!
went to Texas Tech, and then started working in TV and moved around again. So, I mean, I don't even know where I would say my hometown is, because this is the longest I've ever lived any place, is here in the Seattle area.
And you know what? I asked you that because look at what you have done in your life. And I hope that you are looking back, and I hope you are so proud of that, because we are so proud of you. Look at what you have done.
Well, thank you. That is very kind of you. I think, as June Carter said, it's important to just try to matter. So that's my goal.
Wow.
Cool. Wow.
So are you saying right now that this is the last time that you will do an interview with media? Is this it?
This very conversation?
Yes. Or will you let me continue to try to maybe just stalk you a little bit for a future interview down the road?
Well, I'm counting on it. I was hoping you would.
How about this? We'll talk to you about your nonprofit.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I would love that. You guys are the best. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, too. We're serious. You know, you're out and about doing the good stuff. We would love to cover what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I'll certainly let you know. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Margaret. We will miss you more than you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really sincerely do. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thank you, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Fitz in the Morning. Grabbing life by the horns. One day at a time. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
Fitz is on and ready to go.
Grab my coffee and my cinnamon roll.
And MIT with a Z is on my radio.
Fitz in the Morning will help you wake up.
Monday morning. On the way, some What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day.
Fitz in the Morning. The all new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
This is Green Gray Bob. Fitz is my son. I proudly serve my country with the Army Special Forces. We live in a land of the free because of our brave men and women, past and present. This is our troop salute.
And the freedom you just experienced over the weekend and Monday's freedom is brought to you by the proud men and women who serve and who have served our nation. And our greatest generation fought for everything that makes this country what it is today. I mean, you've got to know the history of the greatest generation. I mean, these are folks who went off to war through some of the most unimaginable things that they witnessed. And then they came back, raised their families, started their own businesses, companies, built the infrastructure of this entire nation. They did it. And the men and women who went off to fight World War II and the ones who stayed here and built this nation and its military, just laid the foundation for everything. And just a few years after World War II ended and America came home to prosperity, there was another war, the Korean War. And it put our men and their equipment and training to the test again. By some accounts, this short war was at times more brutal than the long drawn-out engagements of World War II, and it was a nasty war. This short and brutal war forged tough men, and today we salute Boatswain's Mate, Second Class Donald Dean Dotson, Sr. of the United States Navy. Donald's granddaughter, Rebecca Ann, wrote me for this salute, and she says, "Fitz, my grandfather was the toughest man I ever knew. However, as soon as his grandchildren showed up, he turned into a big, sweet marshmallow." Donald was forged by war and his generation to a tough man, but he knew how to enjoy life when he had the opportunity. And these are the qualities that make America great as well. Rebecca lost her grandfather and her grandmother about 10 years ago and just 8 months apart. Quote, "Their marriage is what inspired me to always work through issues and always do what's right. And for the examples he set and the wars that he fought for us, today we salute Boatswain's Mate, Second Class Donald Dean Dobson, Sr. of the United States Navy." And we live in the land of the free because of the brave. As always, if you'd like to honor someone for our troop salute, past, present, or future, Drew, how do they do that?
Just write to us on Facebook at facebook.com/followfits. Just message us, tell us about your troop, and we would be thrilled to salute them for you.
All right, you guys, stand by. In minutes, we get ready for the world famous
What Are You Kidding Me?
Stories of the Day. And I'm going to tell you how you could actually outrun a major, major predator if you had to.
Hey, you up yet? Fitz wants to say good morning. Fitz in the morning on the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. It's Fitz in the morning, and this might sound awkward, but it's something I really need to address and something I want to bring up right now. I feel bad for Karen. I feel bad for the Karens. I feel bad for anybody out there whose name is Karen. I mean, think about it. Yeah. You know, the reputation of a Karen. And again, Ryder the youngin'. A Karen in 2020 is somebody that does what?
Oh, they complain about everything. They'll find any reason to send the food back. They're just that person.
A Karen is somebody who calls the cops all the time, complains about people.
Ask for the manager.
That's one.
So wherever you are right now, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, if your name is Karen, call me. I want to honor you. I want to talk about you. You shouldn't be under this pressure. If you know anybody whose name is Karen, tell me about them. It's Karen for Karen with Fitz in the morning. And you can also text to 96459 real quick. It looks like, let's go to 3. It's Karen from Monroe. Karen from Monroe, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. Tell me about what the past few months has been like for you.
It's not been great. It's seeing your name everywhere is obviously, like, Karen hasn't been the most popular name, like, to talk about, but now that it is and it's all negative, it sucks.
So, like,
you're just like the butt of all jokes now.
So when somebody calls your name, or, you know, somebody calling you, do you just go into complete panic? Like, shh, don't say my name.
Yeah, I like get this weird feeling inside because I'm like, oh God, what did someone do? You know, I'm just like worried about everything that anyone's doing, and then they're going to be called Karen, and then they give me that look, you know, like
Karen, you're one of those.
Like, yeah. Like, and, when you go to, you say, because you're trying to be graceful, you're trying to be like nice about it, but.
Like when you go to Starbucks or like fast food or something, do you give a fake name now?
Can you imagine?
That's a good idea, yeah, because I don't know. They're already making assumptions about you. Like, oh, Karen, okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I've got a latte for Karen. Oh, great. Tell me what's wrong with this, Karen.
Yeah. Let's just remake it now.
This one's definitely going to call the manager.
Right.
Well, real quick, Karen, tell me about you real quick, because, again, this is Karen for Karens. Tell me just a little bit about you. I appreciate you.
Oh, I mean, I think I'm a pretty good person. I just, you know, I'm nervous now to do anything wrong. Like, I thought I was a talkative person before, and now I feel like quieter, but I would never call the cops on anyone.
Even if they deserved it?
No, now even more, I'm just going to look away.
Oh my gosh.
I'm never going to.
All right.
No, I just.
Karen, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you so much. And we're going to go to Brad real quick. Brad is from Woodinville. Brad, I understand that apparently, what, you know somebody named Karen?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Oh,
no.
Tell me about Karen.
Yeah. She is the sweetest, most wonderful woman, like nothing like the Karens in the news.
Well, okay, so how does your sweet mother feel about the past few months? I mean, is she kind of nervous about having the name Karen right now as well?
It hasn't been great for her. You know, she, like, at first, she's not on a lot of social media, so at first she didn't get it. She teaches Vacation Bible School.
Oh!
And, yeah.
Perfect.
I'm not just saying she's wonderful because she's my mom. Like, everyone thinks she's wonderful, but she was getting a lot of, like, okay, Karen, from the students.
Oh,
no!
From the Bible students?
They're sitting there talking about the Lord, saying, okay, Karen.
And they thought they were being funny, but she finally was asking me about it, and she was, like, a little bit hurt, you know, but she's so loved. Like, she's just a wonderful person. Everyone in the community loves her, but she's hearing it.
Tell her that we are thinking about her, and will you tell her that Fitz in the Morning is doing Caring for Karen? It's Karen for Karen,
yeah,
today.
I will let her know that y'all care for her.
Thank you. All right, now this is interesting. Troy from Buckley. Now, Troy, it's Fitz. How are you, my friend? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I understand that you also know a Karen. Is that right?
Oh, boy, do I.
Okay, tell me about the Karen in your life.
Yeah, well, Karen is my sister, and, you know, let me tell you, like, this whole thing has been hilarious to me. She's my older sister, and, like, we never really got along that well. But she is, like, the exact typical Karen that everybody's talking about this whole thing. I mean, I don't think I've ever been at a, like, a restaurant with her where she didn't send the meal back. The drink.
She's the prototype Karen.
In my soda. There's not enough ice in my... I order my steak medium well. Or you know, she orders it, like, medium, and then she's like, oh, there's a little pink in it. And I'm like, Karen, it's supposed to be a little it's medium. That's the point. Well, I want it, you know, it's just never good for her. And this is the most Karen thing she did recently, is, like, she lives in a duplex, and she shares a driveway with her next-door neighbor.
Right.
And they got a couple kids, and they, for, I don't know what it was for, but they put up a basketball hoop in their part of the driveway.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, when my sister Karen gets home from work, you know, the kids will be out there playing, and she could park in the street, you know, for a little bit, maybe pull into her garage. She's got a garage, too. But she didn't want to. She leaves it in her driveway, so the kids have to stop playing.
And she does it. Oh, my gosh!
And she's like, oh, well, there's noisy out there and everything. I'm like, they're playing basketball. They're kids. They're your neighbors. Like, if you don't like it, move out of a duplex. Like, you could live somewhere else. But, I mean, she even has that Karen haircut.
No!
You know what I mean?
One day at a time, we do it together. Wake up with your horns up with Fitz in the Morning. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country. It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning, 98.9 The Bull.
It is on, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Welcome to Monday the 13th. And you know what? You could definitely tell it's Monday the 13th, and here's why. In case you missed it last hour, I call this the curse of Interstate 90. I will never forget this moment during County Wars. You remember what I'm talking about from just a few hours ago.
How could we forget?
Listen to this.
Previously on Fitz in the Morning.
I'm not leaving until somebody Googles this.
Google Maps, hurry.
Which interstate crosses Lake Washington on the floating bridges?
Do you know which interstate crosses the floating bridge?
Isaiah.
I-5?
Incorrect.
Kimberly. 520.
Incorrect. Unbelievable. But you know what? We're going to do it all over again. What does July look like?
Well, after that, King County managed that win. They're pulling away from the pack. They've got five wins now out in front of everyone else. Snohomish and Kitsap tied for second place with 3 wins apiece. Thurston has 2. Pierce, Island, Clallam, and Stevens County each have 1 on the board.
And Aunt Claire, we have an amazing Monday experience, from what I understand.
It gets delivered directly to you. It's a Brett Eldridge audio experience.
Brett Eldridge.
Gabrielle.
Directly to you.
Let's meet our contestants. I want to say what's up to Mo. What's up, Mo, from Auburn, representing King County. How you doing, Mo?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Mo money, Mo prizes, Mo problems, all that drama.
Sounds good.
And today you're going against Lisa in Yelm, representing Thurston County. What's going on, Lisa?
What's going on, you guys?
We're just chilling, marinating. How are you?
Good, fantastic.
So let me explain the rules. Best 2 out of 3 wins. And your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, you got to say your name really, really loud. And you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Got it, yep.
Let's play County Wars. People who are absolutely crazy for Justin Bieber, like myself, are said to have what condition?
Lisa. Bieber fever.
Boom! Yeah! Right there! Thurston County's got a point. Thurston County's got that fever.
Oh! I got the fever! All right. We continue. It really does pay to listen to Fitz in the Morning and try to know the show as much as he can. What city is Claire moving to?
God, I know that.
I'm going to give you a County Wars clue. She is moving into Drew's old house.
Right. Mo. Renton.
Boom! Yay! Right there. Woo! Nice job, Mo. King County answers back.
Oh, my God. Renton.
My buddy Ryder, the youngin', vacationed at Ocean Shores on the Washington coast over the weekend. What ocean was he hanging out by?
Mo. Pacific.
Oh, right back. King County takes one and stretches that lead.
Dang, very impressive. King County for the month of July. I cannot believe this. Way to go, Mo.
Thank you.
Mo, you did actually get Mo prizes. Check this out.
You just won a personal Brett Eldridge audio experience.
Coming right to you. Right to you, Mo.
Cool.
And Lisa, talk to me. How are you?
Good. I'm just a little out of County Wars whack right now.
Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. You know what? We all make mistakes.
We're all a little whack.
Yeah. Great job.
My name is Mo, the Queen of King County. And King County is hot with the fever of winning.
Ooh, yeah. They got a fever.
Congratulations.
Whew, what a day. What a day. What a day of battles. And tomorrow morning, we're going to do it again. 6:40 and 8:40. What are we giving away?
Another chance at a Brett Eldridge audio experience.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesdays, County Wars.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Yeah. Yeah, gonna motivate, abbreviate, yeah.
You know it's Monday motivation. We gonna give it to you right now. You know it's Monday motivation. Believe it, achieve it, believe it.
Spirit snaps. Thank you. All right, here's my motivation today. First of all, confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't.
Yes.
Right? So people are hating on you in any way. Build your castle with the stones that they throw at you.
Mm. Oh, double. That's a twofer. Oh. That's a twofer. Oh.
What?
Double the spirit snaps. Son.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right. Hey, Drew, what you got today?
You know, mine is not unrelated to yours. It can be connected. Passion is such an attractive trait, but somehow it's missing today. Not caring about anything is cool now.
Ah.
Be the person with passion.
Be a person with passion. That's right. Or why do it if you don't have passion?
Right.
Yes. Absolutely.
If you don't have passion, why, I mean, you know?
Why even try?
Why even try? All right, Claire, what you got?
The one I chose is do something today that your future self will thank you for. But I want to amend that and say do something every day that your future self will thank you for.
Yeah, take some fiber.
Yes.
I got the trash so you don't have to do it later.
And walk.
Get those steps in, too.
Get those steps in.
How about those steps? Ryder the Youngin, what you got today?
In a dark place, we find ourselves. And a little more knowledge lights our way.
Oh, all right. All right.
Thank you, Yoda.
Hey, if you have any Monday motivation or memes or anything you want to share on my Facebook page, just go to Facebook, search Follow Fitz, and all right, Wing that's on the way in just a little bit. Nice. It's a Monday. We're going to do this. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway, and who's better than you?
No!